Welcome, everybody, to the big call. It is Thursday, June 25th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for coming in, tuning in again. Good to have you here. Thank you, SAT team, for getting the call out all over the globe. So before we go to Sue's teaching tonight, which will be extremely fun, I think, and exciting, we'll pray the call in. So let's do that. Lord God, we just thank you so much that you have us in the palm of your hand, where such that nobody can take us out or snatch us out of your hand. Thank you that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you that every good and perfect gift comes down from above, and we do cherish those gifts, and thank you for them. Thank you for this call, for the format, for all the listeners, for Sue, for Bob, for everybody that helps us on this call. Thank you for it all in advance. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And there you have it. Sue, you know, it's Thursday night. I'm going to say Bob's line. Thursday night, a little past 9 o'clock on the East Coast, we're looking forward to an exciting teaching that we have from you. And it's a wonderful time of reflection and commentary, and we look forward to it every Tuesday and Thursday night.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And I'm realizing as I'm looking at this title, I'm just going to ask everybody to shut their eyes. It's a really incredible moment. And just do this. See these letters, like fire letters. See this in your mind. Only God. We decree all of the words, visions, dreams, and prophecies will accomplish their assignment. Notable miracles are in season. Holy Spirit is saying you are now moving into days when notable miracles are accelerating forward through the kingdom of Christ. They're flowing into towns, cities, regions, states, nations, and religions. They will be forced to admit God did that. What should we do with these people? Everyone in Jerusalem can clearly see that they performed a notable sign and wonder. We can't deny that. Acts 4:16. The word notable is the Greek word nostos. Love it. And it means known. There's also the word for great, knowable, perceive, recognizable, capable of being known. In other words, they are miracles that anyone can perceive is a miracle. Nostos refers to a very clear, visible, and great miracle. Nostos is derived from noston, G-N-O-S-T-O-N. And it means that which is to be known to be only from God. It means a known manifestation of God's power beyond the natural realm. It's supernatural. Noston, G-N-O-S-T-O-N, references only God power. Only God can do that. Only God possibilities. Only God manifestations. Only God workings. Only God accomplishments. Only God actions. Only God deeds. In other words, notable miracles are miracles only God can do, and everybody knows it. It's God action on earth that can't be denied. It's God's power manifesting through God's apostles and his heirs and heiresses. It's a sign that says, God did that, and only God could. Notable signs are seeing paralyzed people running and jumping after 40 years. You can't deny it. I want you to believe me, the supernatural power of the living God coming in to your communities and lives. Believe me for God possibilities. Believe for God action to start being released around you. Believe for God manifestation and deeds. Believe for God accomplishments to flow through your life. We must believe for notable miracles that get the attention of the world. Believe for notable miracles that prodigals can witness. Believe for signs and wonders that unbelievers can see. It will get their attention, and they will know Christ. The Lord has said we're stepping into his most supernatural era. Part of every era is signs, wonders, miracles, and healings, and notable healings or notable miracles. It is a precedent in all eras, and we must know our faith now, daring to ask for the double portion. Raise your faith level. Believe the same works, the same healing power, the same miracles Christ did, we shall do also. Not by our power, but by the same Spirit, Holy Spirit, who raised Christ from the dead. It's now time to follow the lead of Holy Spirit into supernatural times, supernatural manifestations of sign and wonders. It's time to receive anointings for notable miracles. Holy Spirit, I will allow and follow your lead. God, come in power and pour out signs, wonders, and miracles the world has never seen before. That is literally the purpose and the energy of this entire call. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Wow. Thank you, Sue. That was really a good one. I love that. It really was. When you said only God, when you said only mm-hmm. and then said God, I was mm-hmm. thinking only believe. Only believe. And then you brought up this huge part about faith and belief after that. Only believe, only believe. And it's so true, because to get the manifestation of signs, wonders, and miracles, to get those to manifest takes faith. And faith is believing in God. It's taking God at his word. And I believe what God said about this. I believe what God says about that and this and the other. I mean, back in the days of Jesus, when he walked the earth, the Jewish people they always asked for a sign. They asked for a sign, a miracle. They wanted something supernatural to manifest. And they got it, a lot of it, in the years way before Jesus. And, of course, in his day, Jesus went about healing all that were sick and oppressed of the devil, and he literally never turned anybody away. He waited on Lazarus 4 days, for him to actually be gone and entombed before he told Lazarus from outside the tomb. He spoke, "Lazarus, come forth," after they rolled away the stone from that, from his burial site, let's call it. And so it's, that's the most amazing thing, is that it zapped Jesus of his energy, it zapped him, but he had to, you know, he had to pray, he had to seek God for a miracle after miracle, and yet he was God and still is God. He was God before he was incarnated on this earth as one of the three, as God the Son, before he was actually born as a human. He was God in the Godhead, like we talked about on Tuesday night. And that was a really good teaching, Sue, that gave us some insight. But, you know, some people think miracles went away, but they really haven't. We've had a lot of evidence of healing miracles on this call. And we continue to believe for healing. We believe it's God's will to heal. And so we speak healing to people that need it. And so I enjoyed that, Sue. I enjoyed that teaching. It was very good. Thank you. Thank you for bringing it to us tonight.
You're welcome.
And Bob, what would you say about this teaching tonight? Did it only God? Did it speak to you as well?
Yeah, thank you, Sue. And Bruce, thank you, too. It's really another amazing Thursday to have the opportunity to listen to the teaching and listen to it the way that Sue brings it. It's it's something to appreciate because, you know, they say there's teachings, and there's teachings just like there was a dentist named Doc Holliday. And Sue, it brings a teaching in a way that inspires you to not only listen, but to actually integrate the teaching and to allow it to become part of you. And so thank you for doing it that way, Sue. It's,
thank you,
Bob. We can tell that to you it's more than just a teaching. It's a calling. And so thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. It's an integration.
Yeah.
And I do love, you're right about that, Bob, the delivery that Sue gives to the teachings. They're punctuated, and they really allow you to receive it as it was intended and to integrate it into your spirit. Not just head knowledge, right, Sue? But into your spirit person.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So
I'll tell you, Bruce, last night, I drove 2 hours to go to a presentation on health and wellness and 2 hours back home. And I went down there with another man that is a literary scholar and a biblical scholar. And as we were driving, he was reading to me and interpreting these poetries and passages from the Bible. And it was really fascinating. It was like a doctoral level 4-hour course that I took.
Wow.
But what I found myself doing during that time, I would interact back with him. And most of what I was saying to him was thoughts that I had formed or things that I had learned from being on the Big Call and these teachings. It was almost like a mirror. Like he would tell me this, that, and the other, and I was like, wow, you know, a month ago we talked about that exact thing.
Uh-huh.
And it just kept happening over and over and over and over again. And so it was a very interesting evening. It was more interesting on the drive than it was at the presentation. But what I was going to say is about, you know, these notable miracles. And, you know, this is kind of in the spirit of St. Patrick, who lived his life this way. You know, if you were to ask him, and when he opened his eyes and noticed that the sun was up, well, that was a miracle. But it wouldn't take more than a second for him to say, oh, but there's another miracle. There's air to breathe. And there's another miracle. I'm actually breathing the air, and it's helping give me life. And my heart's beating. That's an amazing miracle. Nobody actually knows how or why a heart is beating.
Mm-hmm.
And we do know it helps with blood flow, and there's another miracle. The blood's flowing into my brain, which is a miracle that God created. And I think I'll have a cup of water. There's another miracle that God created the water. And he created food. I think I'll have breakfast. And this is how St. Patrick lived his life. He was in a perpetual state of awe. And everything that he saw, everything that he heard, whether it was a bird singing, or if he saw a beautiful tree, or the ocean on the island of where he was in Ireland, and the fact that he could speak, and that he could hear people speak back to him, the druids he was teaching, and that he could love those people and be able to help them and guide them, and the fact that he could pray. And he could pray and ask for guidance, and he could hear God's voice. And the miracles became more and more profound as he thought about these types of things. And he could then listen for God's guidance, and he could form intentions, and he could take action throughout the day, helping all the people in his community, and he could actually succeed in carrying out the guidance from God and using his God force. He manifested great things. And at the end of the day, the whole culmination of the witnessing of this endless supply of notable miracles was he could sit quietly and worship God and give thanks for each of the miracles he had seen that day. And he would fall asleep focused on miracles that were everywhere and always.
Beautiful,
well, that's
Bob.
Beautiful, Bob. In unison with Sue, thank you.
Stereo,
Bob,
right?
It was in stereo, yeah. Oh, man, Bob, that was great. That was really good. I think that brought out some really cool concepts, the idea of being thankful for miracles, things we take for granted, but we wake up to every morning is a beautiful way to wake up and have a conversation with God like St. Patrick did virtually all day long and all night. That's really good, Bob. Thank you. It gives us something to consider, that's for sure. Sue, this teaching was a very good teaching about only God and only faith, only believe. How do you see this teaching? Did you get something from it?
Well, I thought it was kind of the defining teaching. And, you know, the reason I read it in the tempo and the rhythm and with a little bit of fluctuation with pauses is when you slow it down like that, your nervous system adding a little space, you start to expand into a greater understanding of exactly what Bob was talking about, which was, and it's really available to us all, it's the language of God. And when I was listening to Bob talk, I mean, I know there are a lot of us. I got to be out in nature today and just being in a grove of pine trees with these little chickadees and 80-degree weather and just light and quiet and beauty. And, you know, part of what I think is about to shift, because we have med beds and trillions of dollars and people that are focusing on their faith and the end of aging and disease and companies like Boomer Boost and new discoveries and all these things that are emergent. But it's going to require a totally new language. Because I think a lot of us, I know for me, I'm in a pretty heightened state of wonder a lot of the time. But when you go to share that with someone, I'm thinking of St. Francis, most people are only survival, not only God. They're in only survival.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there are a lot of people on this call that, and it's really all of us too, because we're believing in something that is so beyond what most people can believe.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, it's a different language. It's a different frequency. It's a different possibility. So to me, the supernatural era, that's going to be our new normal. And the big, which I'll talk about in my segment, the big shift is to make sure you're only living in your supernatural as normal self. That's going to be your new normal. That's going to be your new standard. Only God is the understanding that Christ said the kingdom of God is in you. It's not waiting until you get to heaven. It's about bringing heaven here. And when you make only God, which is openness to the wonder around you, the med beds, the people you get to be on a call with for 10 years that are seeing your value and you're seeing theirs and you're sharing and expanding what is possible for millions of people around the world, that's pretty much a supernatural era miracle. And if you're listening to this, then you're part of that. It's like, think about, and I have a great testimonial to read. You're part of that whole sea change of moving from survival to supernatural, only God. And that's not going to be talking about saints. It's going to be talking about you. It's not going to be something that you've heard about. It's going to be about you. It's going to be about how you live, how you create, the people you surround yourself with. They're only God. And that's what all of us are on this call. So those are my thoughts.
Okay, Sue. Thank you for those. Thank you for that teaching and your expression of it. And, wow, yeah, there's a lot in that. Okay. Well, I think we should move into prayer and praise. And before Jeannie trumps me on her report, I want to say we do, Sue, I'd like to pray for the people in Venezuela as a result of that. Okay, so let me do that now. Lord God, we just pray for the people of Venezuela and any other areas that were affected by the 7.2 and 7.5 Richter scale earthquake. I believe it was either yesterday or the night before, off of the north coast of Venezuela near Caracas. And we just pray for those people. We know that there is relief en route. We know that Samaritan's Purse and CRS are helping, and other charities are available, and we've got those on our State Department website if you want to look into that. But the people have had it pretty rough, and we just pray that they will recover from this. I'm sure they're a resilient people, and we have no idea how many people still need to be found in wreckage and rubble. But we just pray that this event would be something that would that we'd find some good in, that there would be some good that would come out of it as a result of it. Because right now, when you look at it, it doesn't look like there would be. But we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and those who are the called according to his purpose. And so thank you for that. And we just pray for the people of Venezuela and the new government, and that everything would move with swift speed to bring about the help that they need. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So let's see what we have for additional prayer requests tonight.
Okay, so I'll start with something positive, progress, and that is our friend Terry got moved from a hospital into a really nice rehabilitation facility, mm-hmm. and so he's enjoying that, and he's doing much better, and he's over his operation and sort of health crisis, so we're praising God for that. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, Terry, if you happen to hear this. And then we have another member of the pod, Sherry, whose partner, Mike, was denied medical coverage, and he's facing cancer. So we're going to pray for, and I'd like everybody to just center in your heart and imagine that the light of Christ is streaming through you. And let's see Sherry and Mike and anyone else who needs these prayers for perfect healing, for perfect God solutions, for perfect miracles, to feel that, to know that, to go to the knowing that God is flowing through them, through the midst of anything that's happening in their life. And in Sherry and Mike's case, just see them surrounded with such powerful supernatural light and love that that's what they focus on. They focus only on God. Only on God. And imagine that light and healing and miracles in Christ are surrounding them, are lifting them up, are nourishing them, and are essentially strengthening them with everything they need. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen.
And
I have another request when you have a break, Sue.
Okay, you can go now.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was given word that Pastor Scott has a, I'm going to call it a brainstem issue that would require surgery in about 90 days, as scheduled, in about 3 months. And his prayer is for him to not need that surgery, but get into the med bed prior to that, which I believe we can all agree is very possible, and I want to believe right now and thank God for that. So we're speaking, Pastor Scott, that you would be able to get in this bed quickly, way ahead of a scheduled surgery down the road, and be completely and totally restored. And in the meantime, just be confident in the things of God as you are, and know that you know, you've made it this far for a reason, and that God has plans for your life, plans to continue to prosper you. And we'll ask all that in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Bruce.
You're welcome.
Today we pray for everyone's difficult issues. So many of us, this is Jeannie.
Yeah.
So many of us carry heavy burdens and challenges and feel overwhelming. We worry about our health and our families, anxiety of providing for loved ones in challenging times, but we're never alone.
Mm-hmm.
Our Heavenly Father knows and cares for every detail of our lives. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in God, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
May you abound in hope. Romans 15:13.
Yeah.
Keep moving forward with grit and faith. Combining relentless effort with prayer provides both the practical action needed to make progress and the spiritual peace to endure difficult seasons unknown. The greatest need in our world today is the need for hope. Faith points us beyond our problems to the hope we have in Christ. Billy Graham. There are 9 days left until July 4th, 2026, which marks the 250th birthday of the United States. Peace, freedom, and justice are not things that were won for us 200 years ago or 40 years ago. They must be won again and again by each successive generation. And so today, let us pray for peace, and let us remember those who gave so much for peace that the ideals of the West may survive. Ronald Reagan. We continue to pray for all the leaders and listeners, their prayer requests, RV blessing, 800 numbers this week, MedBed appointments, and world peace. Wishing everyone a blessed weekend, we pray this through Christ our Lord. Amen and amen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jeannie. Well said. And thank you for that prayer. And yet we will cover some of those things that you mentioned in your prayer requests. So thank you for that. Sue, anything else that you can think of?
Nope, that's it,
for
Bruce.
Tonight? Okay. All righty. Well, thank you, Sue. And let's move into your segment and see what you would have us know tonight. Always something. Get your pen and paper out.
That's right.
In case. Get it out now so you can jot down some things that Sue has for us tonight. And go ahead, Sue. Tell us what's going on.
Well, this is going to be very fun, and I think it's going to take you to really the frontier of your own expression as a person that's going to be in a world where money is not going to be the glue, where love and only God is going to be the glue. And we're going to show you how what we're doing in the pod might still be available to you as something that will help you move beyond some of the change overload that is getting talked about. And it's really interesting because I work on a project with a lot of neuroscience involved with it. And I was sharing what we do in our programs that uses music, scientifically designed music, and neuroplasticity. And so that the scientist, and I think I mentioned this on Tuesday, said, oh, you're talking about interbrain synchrony. So I want to read you a testimonial, and you're going to like this, Bruce, I think, very much.
Okay.
Hold on. We had in the recent class, the new glue, was a big class, and we had a gentleman by the name of Dodge. Do you know what country that he's from, Bruce? Can you tell?
Which line?
D-A-G. Yep.
D-A-G, Dodge?
Dodge, Day, it means day in Norwegian. And Bob, you like this too.
Dodge. No kidding,
so
talk for this. Talk for
this. Yeah,
so, that means thanks for that.
Yeah.
In Norwegian.
He was coming to the call. He came to all three calls. He's bought other programs.
Yeah.
So he's in Norway, and he's on this live call, and it was literally 2 o'clock in the morning. He was with us from 2. We had one call that went for 4 hours, and this is what he wrote. I mean, think about that commitment.
Yeah.
This is what he wrote. Bob, you're going to love this. Thank you for your teachings and guidance into the future. You gave me downloads in a way that I got humbled. Tears in my eyes and a lump in my throat. And then thereafter, you get the feeling of starting to shine even more from within. That is the glue getting higher density. We've all been that kid by the side of the road for eons. Now life begins. Thank you from my heart. Love from Norway. Best regards. You give me downloads in a way I get humbled. Tears in my eyes and a lump in my throat.
In my throat, yeah. Sue, did Dodge ever tell you where in Norway he lives,
I think the city? No, he goes, now life begins. Thank you from my heart. But that's, Bruce, here's the part that's so important. I'm going to read one more.
All right.
Depending on where we are, we'll see if we can make the new glue available. I just want to write one more.
Right, sure. Yeah.
Two. This is from Sister Dina, who is, in a hermitage and is a sister. A huge thank you for the new glue modules. I've been operating in a complete brain fog for the last several months, not doing anything, and even worse, not wanting to do anything. The new glue changed that. There is a current of electrical energy running through my body, which makes me hit the ground running as soon as I awake, often between 3:15 and 4 a.m., my brain is alert, curious, looking for how I can get this done today, answers. I've drafted a completely new project, restoring and preserving productive U.S. farmland through strategic acquisition, targeted family support, and the widespread adoption of regenerative agricultural practices. She goes on and on and on and on. All to be developed in the next 150 years. How do you like them apples? here's what I want to say, because this is really, a lot of people don't understand a few things. That what we're doing in, and we're going to be talking about the liberated humanitarian, and this is really significant, is we're taking training that this is, I've been researching this stuff for 35 years, that is based on military pre-mission preparation, kind of what astronauts do for psychological readiness protocols, and then it's elite athletic neuroscience. So it's training you to prepare and get your, not just your nervous system, but your whole focus deeply. This is not surface level, and it's particular. So if you have an identity and you think of yourself as a regular person going to church and being a good person and doing all that, and that's going well for you, that's really good. That's a good foundation. But with Liberated Humanitarian, what we're doing is we're, and this is important for everybody out there, you're going to be in an expanded identity. You're going to be in a world that is expanding its identity. And what we help you to do is move into your ability to focus, make good decisions, be adaptive, and basically how to move into a whole new world when the whole world around you is changing. And that most people, and this is from, this is not me just being generic and not, this is close, intimate, one-on-one, in groups over 10 years and many years before that, studying and designing what's going to make it easier for a brain to feel, I can handle this, I feel calm, I can move into the unknown and choose my adaptive way forward. You need to know that as you're moving into meeting people that are going to help you develop a system and your new home and your this and your that. It's going to Liberated Humanitarian is a program of three classes that you can listen to so you have somebody facilitating you just taking a deep breath, getting oriented around this whole new world. Now remember, this isn't like you hitting the jackpot and you're alone and by yourself. This is everyone in the world receiving that. This is an egocentric moment. This is get your God-only mask on. Make sure you're breathing God-only and prepare to be in wonder while getting out of survival. The thing we don't want, the thing that is there, I'm going to just say it like that, is that without upgrading your perception and what is living in your nervous system, you could be, and I know these people, you know, buying this, accumulating that, doing this, doing that, doing this, doing that, adding. And that's the sure route to distraction, lack of fulfillment. You want to be doing those things, but also having a way to come back into your own beautiful, sacred experience of the spiritual plus the material meeting each other. And that's not really out there in the world. You see a lot of people doing, but their heads are going very, very fast. You hear people, they're just, I think you guys get the picture. So we created Liberated Humanitarian so that you could just kind of, it's like watching a beautiful movie, but it's your movie. Imagine if somebody said, okay, we've got a movie you can play. Stick it in to your audio player. Sit down and listen to it. And your mind is going to start to recreate and design your own beautiful movie set of how you're going to move through your life. That's really what it is. It's like saying, okay, we're bringing in a crew. We're redesigning your life. Here's three modules. Do you want to listen to this and learn how to create the most beautiful design of your liberated, not burdened, humanitarian life? And trust me, I've been around people that have been huge executives, lot of other people that I won't name because I'll give them away. And a lot of people haven't gotten to that level yet because they've never had the time. And what we do is we do it with you and for you to slow down, see a bigger picture and a bigger horizon, see yourself capable of designing a life that nourishes you and also contributes to you and then also separates you from the go, 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 burden, 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 scarcity, survival, pace, rhythm, tempo, habits. Because what's the point? Isn't the point to build a sacred new life? So that's what Liberated Humanitarian is going to do. It's going to be like having a crew come into your head and help you redesign your life so it's beautiful, you're flourishing, and you're starting to think about creating more space, more ease, more clarity, and more momentum because your internal picture of reality comes first. And if you haven't upgraded that, you're just going to be spitting out the same version of you, but with more stuff. So it's up to you. You know, do you want more spacious and beautiful and flourishing and more ideal people and teams and all of that? That's what this is going to help you to do. So all you have to do, if you want to be liberated, if you want to go to your, you know, out of 3D into higher dimensional living, send us an email to integratedminds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com, and just put liberated150. Let us know if you have PayPal or not, and we will be getting that out to you, I think. If we listen to Bruce, I have a feeling I know what he's going to say. We have a few more days. So what I would say, let me just, I'm going to close with this, and you can copy this, Bruce, if you want.
Roger.
What you would do is you would get this, and if you could listen just to one class before this goes, and then one class next week, you're going to be, it's going to be kind of like, clearing out through grace. It's not going to be any transformational baloney going on. It's just going to help you to organize and feel rhythmic about your movement forward. And you've heard what people say. You're going to get a meditation and you're going to get the classes. And it's the meditation that's going to put you at ease and put you in touch with your dream liberated humanitarian life. So that's my segment for tonight, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. Sue, did you see any chipmunks today on your walk?
I did. I did.
How many?
As a matter of fact,
did you count?
26. I saw 26 chipmunks, and I saw these birds that were just so unbelievably cute. And I had a friend ask me about the chipmunks running up my legs.
I know.
I know.
Did you see some black-capped chickadees too?
Black-capped chickadees, and they were like all around me. I was like, "What are you guys doing?" Like they were like,
"So cute."
It's like,
"They're
what?
So
cute. Are you think I'm going to feed you or something?" They were like,
"Yeah, they want
were,
you to feed
they,
them."
There were like 10 of them. There were like 10 of them.
Wow, so cute.
Yeah,
and they like to hang out with cardinals too. They do like to hang out with cardinals. Chickadees do.
I know.
The cardinals
they were
don't
so
bother
happy.
Them. They sort of protect them. The cardinals sort of keep an eye on their little chickadee friends. It's really cute.
I kept watching them and sort of dialing into them and thinking about what a happy little life, you know, just like thinking about, like, what's a little life like? I'm sharing my life with your life right now. It was really fun.
Man. Those little chippy chips, they were. Man, 26 of them, that's a lot. Well,
they're
Sue,
all
thank you
over.
For that.
It's a forest. It's a forest.
Really,
they're
huh?
Like,
they love it.
It's just like, I mean, you just like you're just constantly seeing them.
No, they didn't run up your legs again, did they?
No.
Uh-uh. That was a one-off. Yeah, that was a one-off, yeah.
That's so fun. Yeah.
Did Sue, is Dage, D-A-G, Dage the person that is from Norway?
Yeah. And the one said he had tears in his eyes. I mean, he's...
Yes.
But the fact that he stayed, that he came to one class, then he came to all three, and he stayed up until, 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
He was all about Christ. He said he introduced himself and he said, my whole thing is about Christ consciousness. So he was a really, really deep soul. The people on the pod.
I want to give a shout out to Dage and say, Dage, talk for this. And also say, I have been to your lovely country for 9 days a number of years ago. I've been to Oslo. Of course, we flew into Oslo, and then from there to where is it? All the way up north. For some reason, I can't think of the name of it. Been to Trondheim. I've been to Bergen. I've been to Tromsø. That's where I was thinking of, which is way up north, Tromsø, and been over. A lot of sort of ski country, glacier country, and saw where the, just such a beautiful place. And it was 9 days in Norway. It was great. And I did read some Norwegian print text in a book because of my German background. I could read, and it's not the same. I'm not saying it's the same as German. It's not. But a lot of the sounds, some of the sounds are similar. And so I could read and understand a little bit of what I read in this Norwegian book. But cool. Glad to have you. And it's good to know we've got... And one other thing, Dage, if you're listening. Dage, do you know George Nystrand? He is a friend of mine from Norway. George Nystrand.
What a name.
Yeah, try to say it. George Nystrand. And he was a character, all right. Anyway, good guy. And back in the old days, before you guys even knew about it, I was Skyping with four different Norwegians on Skype. We're talking before anybody even knew about Skype here. It was real, because, see, Norway has always been really early on the tech and really early on cell phones and that whole thing. They're really early on that. So anyway, glad we've got at least one listener in Norway. Probably
isn't that
many,
fun? I know. I knew you would like that. I know.
I do like it. Thank you, Sue. Now we just need the rest of Scandinavia to be listeners as well. I'm sure we have listeners in Scandinavia. Okay, Sue, thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
Talk for this. Bob, we did launch a new sale. I believe it was last Thursday it launched, and it's still going, and that's a great opportunity to get 8 different products at 40% off when you buy 4 or more of these products. And I'm going to put in an order tomorrow for that Gladiator Barley in the travel size containers. I think that'll be fantastic because I'm getting low on my Gladiator Barley. So tell us, Bob, testimonials. Anything else we need to know about the sale? Sounds great. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, thank you, Bruce. And, it's interesting you're saying about calling in tomorrow. Well, I got this testimonial related to the woman you'll be speaking to, Stephanie. And it says, hello, Bob. I just wanted to drop you a quick message. Thank you for the great service that your crew provides. I like how he calls it my crew.
Your crew, yeah.
Yeah, like these are not like super independent sovereigns, right? Stephanie is so helpful. Orders always get through, and usually very quickly. I especially wanted to mention the big three, Boomer Boost, Gladiator Barley, and Myotrol. I've noticed a change after a few months, especially my hair is growing faster, my nails grow faster, I have better muscle retention, my digestive process is greatly enhanced, I have plenty of energy to work 8 to 12 hours a day. I am just grateful for you guys and your products. The only issues I have is that I have enough energy to do extra work, and my muscles are having to adapt to this, and some days I'm a little sore, in a good way. Great way to live at age 66. Thank you, thank you.
A young man, only 66 years young. That's good.
Yeah. And we had one other testimonial came in. It's really short and sweet. This is about collagen. And this lady writes in, easy to take and so grateful it's vegan. My joints get better with each bottle. And those are our two testimonials. I wanted to say this. You know, there's this article that just came out yesterday, and it's in a journal called The Medical Press. And the title of it is Top Supplements Americans Use Are Shifting from Multivitamins to Targeted Health Fixes. And it's a very simple article. It says, in the past, people would take a multivitamin, and now people are using things that are for more specific issues. And they give the example of omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin D3, and probiotics. And then the article ends. And that's pretty much it. And I guess it's, some kind of a revelation. But what I was thinking is, we've been switching from people taking a multivitamin to more sophisticated opportunities for many years. And in 15 years ago, when we created Boomers Forever Young, we had the idea of creating a total health system. And it included vitamin D and omega-3s. And it also included Boomer Boost, which has 66 different nutrients in it. And it included Gladiator Barley, which has over 4,000 bioactive compounds in these sprouted seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a special type of probiotic that is made in a way that renders most of it into metabolites. And so if you look at all the different things that a total health system has been doing over the last 15 years, it makes this article about switching from multivitamins to, issue-specific nutrients, it makes it look like that article was like from kindergarten. Because when you use a total health system, it's doing far, far more than what they're describing in this article.
Right.
It's helping you with every single aspect, every single metabolic pathway in your body. It's addressing all 70 trillion of your cells, right down to the level of the organelle and the metabolic pathway that's happening inside the organelle. And so it's not like, all right, well, we're going to take this elderberry because I got a sore throat, right? And they mentioned that in the as an example in the article. But it's like, no, that's not actually what we're doing now. We know every single move right down to the electron that's happening in the Krebs cycle. We know exactly which nutrients have to be available to facilitate the creation of the molecule of energy, adenosine triphosphate. And we know the ratio that these nutrients have to be in, not too much of this and not too little of that. We also know how the downstream metabolites are created in the Krebs cycle, and we know the ratios that they're supposed to be in, and we know the gene that holds the code for that proper ratio, and we actually have a molecule to stimulate that gene, right? And so I ask you, is that article really some kind of a revelation?
Not at all.
And we're just talking about the creation of the electron transport chain with that one description that provides energy for the whole rest of the body, right? Then you have to look at your digestive system and how you absorb nutrients, because those nutrients we just described have to enter into your body. They have to enter into your mouth, your stomach. They have to get properly digested, alkalized, transferred, absorbed by the villi, moved into your blood plasma, which then has to be circulated to the level of the capillaries. So your heart muscle has to be really efficient. Your ejection fraction has to be at a certain level. And then you have to have your capillaries moving, expanding, and contracting. So you have to have the right amount of nitric oxide, which goes to an upstream metabolite that stimulates that, that's in Boomer Boost. You have to look at everything that's in your blood plasma. What are the bad things in your blood plasma? How do your habits relate to making things worse in your blood plasma? And what do you have to ingest to counteract any of the bad effects, such as too much sugar free-floating in your blood, and how about the 500 different environmental toxins that are floating around in your blood? And so now you have to take something that can detoxify all of those toxins, and you have to take something that will modulate the 300 different types of bacteria that are in your gut to make sure you don't have too much of one or too little of another, so that you don't get sick and that you actually can create metabolites in your gut that power your brain, that give you consciousness. And the good thing about nutrition science these days, it's way more than just moving away from just the multivitamin. This is a detailed and very thorough understanding of the metabolic pathways that occur in this symphony inside your body at a million times the speed of light. And all of this put together is why you get a testimonial like we got, a person saying, hey, I like the big three, Boomer Boost and Barley and Myotrol. Well, each of those products by themselves were a miraculous creation by scientists who literally were guided by God on how to put these things together. And what we were doing, Bruce, is we're just taking these creations that happened elsewhere, right? Like the line in the song, players from a drama that's happening elsewhere. Well, the drama is the drama in Edmonton, Alberta, where a genius figured out how to sprout seeds that were 2,000 years old, and a scientist in California who figured out with computer systems which molecule from which plant would activate which gene. And think about it. This is really what's going on, right? It's not just that people decided to add some omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil. It's people like the listeners to the Big Call who are learning about miraculous creations from geniuses that are connected to God, that now we are able to take a pill that actually upregulates your brain-derived nootropic factor, the precursor to neurogenesis and neuroplasticity that Sue is always talking about, right? And does it sound complicated? Yeah, it's very complicated. But that's why Boomers Forever Young is here to say, hey, we know it's complicated, and we'll help explain as much of it as you want to hear, right? And we have videos on all of these topics, and we have interviews with Eric Kurtz and Ken Campbell, the geniuses we're talking about. You can see them speaking to us. And we make it really easy. So someone says, oh, yeah, it's real easy to take collagen. Well, it wasn't easy inventing it. Imagine. Oh, it's so easy, I just take it in my mouth. Well, it took 6 years for Eric Kurtz to figure out how to put that formula together, right? And so we're the ones that can help you make it easy, because we gather together the best of the best products that are being invented, and we put them together in combos that we know will make one better because it's with the other. So you start with genetic expression, and then you move on to the absorption of nutrients, and you move on from there to the collection of nutrients that you need. It's like tic-tac-toe. You have to have it, and you have to have a genius create these inventions for each of those X's that you're putting inside that box, right? Yes. And that's what Boomers Forever Young does, is we make it really simple for people to move into the next era of nutrition science, which is every bit as advanced and sophisticated as quantum computers and artificial intelligence. And in fact, artificial intelligence was used in some of these creations. It's going to be used in many, many more coming in the future. And what that means for all of us is we don't have to get sick in the future. We don't have to get old and frail and crumbly and lose our minds and die in pain and have a terrible health span where the last 20 years of our life were in pain and unhappy. That's all gone. That's a thing of the past. There's no more pipe dream, oh, I hope someday we'll have this. Well, someday we'll have the med beds and it'll make it a lot easier, but we already have it. And it just has to be done in a different way. And when the med beds arrive, wow, what a punctuation point, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But right now, if you were with me last night at this meeting in Naples, where people were there who were practicing the age of immortality and giving lectures literally about how to put your life's progression biologically into suspended animation and turn it back 30 years using some of the new technologies that they have. Well, they wanted to know what we have, what the Big Calls had for 15 years, right?
Right.
So you should see the owner of this laboratory's eyes light up when I told him what the Gladiator barley was. He was like,
yeah.
Really? He's like, really? That we have that? I was like, yeah, and this is for you. I brought you a bottle of it. He's like, whoa. I had no idea anything like that existed. And the guy's an expert in the most advanced stem cell technology in the world. And so, and he didn't know about Gladiator Barley. Well, now he does. He's taking his first dose today, right? And so that's his, when I read articles like this, Bruce, from the, in these medical journals, it's like, are you guys kidding? It's like, what world are you living in?
Hello.
Did you, have you not heard from David Sinclair about epigenetic reprogramming? It's like, why even write such an article? But anyway, that's about it, Bruce. That's all I got to say.
Well, let's talk about the sale for a minute, Bob. Refresh us on the sale, okay?
Yep. Yeah, so there's two sales, Bruce. One is our collagen, which was part of that testimonial.
Yeah.
And what we're talking about, it's an epigenetic reprogrammer. It's on sale. Buy one, get one half off.
Right.
And that's the lowest price that it's ever going to be.
Yeah.
I can tell you that right now. It's not easy to get. And right now we have enough of it. And so this could be the only time it ever goes on sale. The other thing is our sale for the 4th of July is get four products out of the choice of the eight that we put on sale, many of which are people's favorite products. Our collagen peptides, our Good Night formula, digestive enzymes, barley, turmeric, vitamin C, all these are on sale 40% off. And put four products in your cart. It can be four of the same thing, or it can be a mix and match. You can get more than four if you want. It's not going to give you a discount on your entire order, because some of the things you might order won't be in that tray of eight things.
Right.
But that's what the sale is. 4th of July, four products, 40%. Again, like that other sale, this is not going to happen again. 40% is an outrageous discount. And it's something we wanted to do for everybody for a midsummer sale. Instead of having to wait all the way until, you know, November and December to have really great sales, we're like, all right, let's do one right now for the 4th of July. It's the 250th anniversary. Let's let people have a discount bigger than we've ever given before. And that's what we got.
Well, that's terrific, Bob. And that's good on 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8 of these products that are in that tray of eight. So 4 or more, and you can get multiples of each. Is that right, Bob? You're not limited to one or two of each. You could get multiples based on availability.
Yep.
And that's exciting. So 4 or more, say 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8 different products of this grouping of eight, get a 40% on that portion of your order. And that's a great deal. I'm going to call tomorrow and get mine in. And I was too late to get in today.
You better be patient. We had a lot of people calling today. And there'll be a lot of people calling tomorrow, too. So I'm sure Stephanie will call you back as soon as she can, but she'll be a really busy day. We might have to draft Raleigh to help us out tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe so. Well, that's good, Bob. Thank you for that. Let's tell them how to get there. I love that description. I mean, that is so good. And there is a synergy between Boomer Boost and either of the two barleys, whether it's Heirloom or Gladiator Barley. There's a synergy between those products that effectuates the usefulness, I believe it is, of the Boomer Boost by up to 500%. You told us that one time, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, that by taking those two products together is really the way to go. And with the probiotics, which I do. And I use lignans. You don't have to use lignans, but it's nice to get that premium probiotic in the mix, too. And that's on sale. And my Good Night formula is on sale. So there you go. product is a winner and a good deal. So take advantage of it while you can. Based on quantities, quantities are limited. So, you know, you got to get in and do it while you can. I'm going to jump on it tomorrow. So how do you find out about these products and look them up? Go to bigcalluniverse.com, which is my site. And when you see on the homepage the banner Boomers at the top, you click on it. It's a direct link to Bob's site. You go in. You see the All Products menu. You click on it, the On Sale tab. Pull it down, click on it, and then you'll have all the products that are on sale revealed. And you can just go ahead and build yourself an order, like 98.875% of the people do online, put an order together, and then you're good to go. If you need a little help or you're not quite sure about something or you have a question for customer support, the number is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. That's good. 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. And like Bob said, if they're tied up on the phone with another customer, could be another Big Call Universe listener, then you leave them a quick message and just say, my name is, and then my number, and then they'll call you right back as soon as they can. And it works very, very well. And Stephanie calls me right back if I don't get her the first time. So I think that's fantastic. Take advantage of that and take advantage of the sale, and we'll look forward to it. What else? Let's see. Let's move into, and thank you, Bob. I really enjoyed this segment. It's really good. To think that we're working with at least two geniuses that have developed these products, you know, like Boomer Boost and Barley and our premium probiotics and then the Myotrol and then the, don't forget, the Collagene. You know, it's just, man, Bob is right on the leading edge of all of this stuff. And we're exclusive. Nobody else has these products. Nobody has them. He's an exclusive distributor of these products. And we count it all joy that Bob and I connected, you know, 11 years ago in July, 11 years to bring him out on the call, and then Sue followed shortly thereafter. And that filled out my team of three of us as moderators. So, thank you, Bob. Let's move into the Intel portion. And it's not going to take a long time to get this out. Because remember, we said a few weeks ago, at least to me it was said, they want this to go by the end of June. Well, we're only 5 days away now from the end of June. So we're getting closer. Now, I always get a little squirrely when we get really close to the first day of the month, okay, which is, let's see, I got to get my calendar right in my head. Okay, today's the 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, the next 4 days, which is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, are going to be days to watch what's happening, to watch communications, to watch events, things that are happening that are contributing to what we're doing. Now, this is the main thing, the main thrust of what we got. We did hear that the Iraqi dinar would have a new rate Sunday, that all the currencies would be up on Forex again on Sunday, and that we would have all new rates that would show up probably to us on redemption screens Monday morning. And that means that not only is Iraq going to have new rates Sunday, and their first business day, remember, is Sunday. So they may get them before nightfall in Iraq, or after the Forex has come back up. Remember, it comes back up at different times on Sunday throughout the globe. We get it to come up around 5:30 in the afternoon on Sunday. That's when the Forex reopens again, and people that have subscriptions to Forex can see the rates. Well, I'm expecting them to light up with new rates Sunday night, and Iraq will have new lower denomination notes of their new dinar out Sunday night. So my personal feeling is that with these new notes and with a new rate in country, it sounds to me like prices, if they haven't already been changed, would need to be changed in Iraq Sunday night for Monday morning's business. Now, I think we'll have our numbers on Redemption Center screens Monday. And we know that the Redemption Center leaders and the staffs are going in at 9 o'clock every morning until the end of the month, at least. And so they should be able to see that. Now, will they get an email prior to Monday morning? Oh, I would think so. But that's, you know, this is what's interesting about this. We also heard that and this came from two different sources, that we would have our notifications on Monday and or Tuesday. So Monday is I'll be with my calendar, let's see, 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th being the last day. So that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So Monday is the last day of the month, and that's when we should have our notifications. And
Monday
realize
is the 29th. Monday's
the 29th. Thank you, Sue. There you go. Monday's the 29th. So that means Tuesday is the last day of the month. Yep, that's right, because Wednesday's the 4th, is the 1st of July. Okay, so on Monday or Tuesday, we're going to be receiving notifications. Now, one of our sources at a Redemption Center said that, and we've said this on the last two big calls, that ZIM holders would be receiving notifications first. And what was said to us today was that these notifications to ZIM holders would come out 12 to 14 hours ahead of notifications that would go out to other currency holders, meaning non-ZIM holders, or at least people that they don't think have ZIM. Because the people that have ZIM, they want that ZIM in there right away. So 12 to 14 hours after the initial notifications of 1.2 million ZIM holders, plus or minus, that is when the other notifications would go out. And I think what's going to happen Monday is ZIM holders could get notified, and Tuesday the rest of the currency holders could get notified. If that happens, this is a big if that were to happen, ZIM holders might be able to get in to the redemption centers on Tuesday. If not, Wednesday is the 1st of July. And maybe nobody starts exchanges until the 1st of July, Wednesday. But remember, they do want that ZIM in there right away. And I think, why would they give us a 12 to 14 hour head start? Why would they? Why give us any head start? Unless they want us to book those appointments and go ahead and use the 800 number to call to set our appointments through the call centers and get relayed to a redemption center. You know, I mean, we can't say it's absolute, but it looks pretty good. for Monday, Tuesday, for our notifications, and possibly Tuesday, Wednesday start of exchanges. That's what we're looking at, which gets it done before the 4th of July. Now it's pushing it right to the very end of the month. I get it. All the way. But I believe what that does is that allows everything to go through. Remember, the quantum financial system is good to go and has us in that system. On the 4th of July, we're looking at, I think, could be several announcements about Nisara, about everything that's included in it, maybe an overview. I don't know if we're going to get anything EBS before then or even at that time. But I think we're looking like a start that takes place around the 30th of June or 1st of July. It would not surprise me a bit if we did, if we actually set our appointments to start on Wednesday, July 1st. And then remember, the 4th of July is on Saturday, and by that time, I think they would have quite a few people in and out of redemption centers by then. And I think MedBed centers are close to that time frame. Not as immediate, but within days of our exchanges, we should be able to get in and start getting healed in the MedBed centers. And I'm excited about that, obviously. Let's see if there's anything else. I know that there's been a situation where they've found deep state printing press for our fiat dollars in locations that you couldn't imagine, but they have. And I think they're running down those, or a couple of locations they're trying to run those down and get that. I don't know, guys. I mean, there's a lot going on with the corruption in, I know, in six states. They're picking up people right and left that are involved in Medicare and Medicaid fraud and that type of thing. Obviously, California is huge, especially around L.A. for that. Huge. There are other states. Obviously, Mogadishu, Minnesota, which I understand has been cleared out a little bit. You know, that area. And others, too. And I don't know all the other states, but I know those are two of them, Minnesota and California. So there are four other states where cleanup is ongoing. And I think everybody should just pay attention to what they see and hear. Don't, and you know what's funny? You can't say, oh, I watch Fox, or I watch NBC, or I watch some of these other channels. You're not going to get the truth on those channels. Every once in a while, Fox will have something real. But, you know, most of the time, you've got to go deep under, and you guys know a lot of the sites probably that you're reading, to understand what's really happening. And there's a lot happening behind the scenes right now. There's quite a bit. And, you know, our guys are busy. We do have a tentative peace deal, like we said, on Thursday. Or on Tuesday, rather, we do have a peace deal with Iran, and I think it's just coming to a conclusion. Now, will all of the conflicts around the globe be done by then? I understand they're moving forward with Cuba, and they're moving forward with the Ukraine and Russia, and I know they have a timeline they're trying to hit and make all that come together now. But we're coming down to the wire. if we're going to get notified by the last day of this month, by Monday or Tuesday of this month, then, you know, they don't have a whole lot of time to get that done. I believe we're on track. I know that we're on track, and I'm sure that they're getting everything done according to plan. And it's so hard. But in the meantime, where we are now, the plan is to contact Sue and pick up the three-part course known as Liberated Humanitarian. And in the subject line, you want to send her an email. In the subject line, put Liberated 150. It's three classes for $150, and she will send you in an email as a link that you can click on and listen to. Sue's recommendation is catch one class before we go to the redemption centers and catch the other two classes after you come out. One class per week is what is indicated, and that's how we want to do it, to get to fully absorb everything that's on this course. And Sue did a wonderful job tonight of explaining what's in that particular course, Liberated Humanitarian. And that's who we want to become. And we are going to be that, but you need to prepare yourself for that area of your life and that responsibility. So, I highly recommend you get it. How do you get it? Send Sue an email. It goes to Integrated Minds, Integrated, Minds is M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. Now, when you send her that email, tell her if you have PayPal or don't to pay the $150. And then if you don't have it, let her know. If you do have it, let her know. And if you don't, she'll send you an invoice where you can pay for it a different way. She'll invoice you. All right, so let her know that you have, well, put your cell phone number in the email along with your name. That way she can text you if for any reason she needs to. Everything is by email, so when you send that first email, look for one that comes back to you telling you that she got it. And then look for another email to come soon after. She'll try to get all of these out, if possible, within the next 24 hours or so. Probably all day tomorrow she'll be getting these out. Okay? So do that. Enjoy it. Listen to it. And let's just look forward to early next week. Early next week. Monday, Tuesday of next week. So, Zim holders should have a slight head start based on the emailing coming out from Wells Fargo, 12 to 14 hour head start on other currency holders because they want that Zim in prontissimo. But we'll see how that works. It should be great. I don't think there's anything new as far as the call centers and the process. Just remember to take your currency with you. Don't forget it. Make sure you have one or two photo IDs of yourself. Take a one or two copies of a utility bill or your cell phone bill. Let's say take a copy of that, maybe a gas bill or an electric bill or something. So it has your address on it. Shows roughly that you're a person that lives in a location. Obviously, if you have a passport, take that. But driver's license, student ID is good. Any photo ID that's legit, you know, is great. I think I've been through everything so many times, I don't know of anything new. Mm-hmm. I think we're just looking forward to this coming to a nice end. And we're looking to get started. And And I know that all of you are in that same camp. We do want to get this blessing and be thankful for it and then move on into our next phase of life. So that's what I wanted to say. Get in touch with Sue. Get in touch with Boomers. Take advantage of this sale. And I know you will, because I plan to tomorrow, big time. And then I'm just going to say I want to thank Sue and Bob, GCK, Doug, and Jeannie, Pastor Scott, continued healing. We're praying for you to be able to get into the med bed right away and not have to wait and have a spinal surgery in 3 months. You don't need that. And so I want to thank the satellite team for getting the signal out all over the globe. And thank you, Big Call Universe, for listening to us over the past 15 years. And you guys haven't. I mean, I know it's been more recent for the rest of the globe to be able to get the Big Call, but thank you, Sat Team, for getting it out. And thank you, Big Call Universe, for hanging in there. And many of you have not even ever missed one call, which is better than I can say I've done. I've missed a couple of calls of my call. So let's do this. Let's pray the call out, and then we'll look forward to talking again on Tuesday. And let's see what's happened by or on Tuesday. But let's do it. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for everything that you've done to prepare us for this. Thank you for continuing to make things happen behind the scenes. Thank you for every person that's listening that understands what's happening and what will happen at Redemption Centers. Thank you for the new rates appearing on screens Sunday night and Monday morning at the Redemption Centers here. And thank you for everything that you've done to prepare us for this. Help us to be great stewards of these funds that come in from this blessing, and to do the right thing to uplift humanity around the globe. In Jesus' name, amen. And thank you for helping the people of Venezuela to have aid and food and supplies and power and everything they need to get through that 7.5 earthquake. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. We're going to have a great 4th of July coming up, but we should be in and out, most of us out of the Redemption Centers before then. So let's keep an eye on this, and we'll talk to you Tuesday. God bless you all. Bye-bye.